Welcome back to the studio. I'm Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your spiritual and personal journey. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the numerology for the week of February 19th through 25th, 2024. If you like what you see here and you want to go more in depth on your own situation, there is a link in the show notes where you can book time with me directly. And all the other links are there too, books, resources, all the stuff. So join me on in any of those spaces. So getting into the numbers this week, we're going to be using Pythagorean numerology because I'm a math geek and I dig it. And it is just fun for me personally. I hope it's fun for you too. I am not a financial advisor. I'm not a geopolitical expert. I'm just having a good time and I hope you do too. So you're going to want to know your ruling number for this. If you're new here, your ruling number, you take your birth date, the date, month, year. Add up those digits, that gives you a two-digit number. Add up those digits, that should give you a one-digit number. If it doesn't yet, then keep going. Add up those digits until you get down to a one-digit number. That's your ruling number. So once in that, we're going to be taking a look at geopolitical, finance, crypto, and all based on intuition as well. So let's see what's coming up in the week of February 19th. I'm looking for overall patterns. We have quite a few days here ruled by God consciousness. That is nice to see. And towards the end of the week, shifting into a perspective that's a little bit more focused on the three-dimensional world, your physical world, your house, your body, your stuff, things like that. Because it's 2024, we've got eight all day, every day, which is a big focus on money and attention. Which makes this a very interesting year for both social media, crypto, traditional finance, and all kinds of things. So let's get into the specifics. So Monday, February 19th, we have God consciousness in control. We have, it's an overall 2 day, which is a day of balance, but also of choices. And we have 9, 8, and 4. So that is human information, attention and money, and foundation. And it can be rigidity, but because God consciousness is in control, that's going to take it to the positive side, which is foundational choices are being made in relation to time, money, attention, and you were well aware of it. So whatever's going on today, we're all going to know about it. Whether you're making choices in your own life, and you're making conscious choices, or choices are being made in the world by regulatory bodies or business owners and, you know, social, the people who own the various social media entities, you're going to be aware of it. So headlines for sure. In terms of geopolitics, I don't think so. Maybe, but only in the sense of potentially decisions being made about which countries are allocating which resources to other countries' wars. Maybe. This feels much more like finance, crypto, social media. And it feels like regulatory action. And so in that world, there's always this tug back and forth between regulators and between those who actually run businesses, centralized businesses or decentralized blockchains and cryptos. And so this feels like a little bit of that, something foundational being decided about finance, crypto, possibly social media. Definitely headlines involved with that. So we will be aware of what's going on. In terms of your personal life, ruling number sevens are going to have God consciousness and human consciousness coming in together, balancing out, bridged across your three-dimensional reality. So your physical world, this is lovely. What a nice way to balance out these two forms of consciousness and the changes that you're choosing to make in your life. Ruling number fives are going to have inspiration and an additional focus on energy. ruling number sixes are going to have a lot more information. This one's really great to be a six. You're going to have all the information. Extra awareness of extra information that most people don't have. And that'll be really nice to see. All right, so let's see how this evolves into Tuesday the 20th. Very similar pattern, but what's missing is the nine. Now, overall, Tuesday is a 3-day. That's a day of divine information. Decisions being made in the divine consciousness. About time, money, attention. And these are foundational things that are happening, but we will not be aware of it. So whereas Monday, we're very aware of what's happening and decisions being made, Tuesday, we are less aware. Foundational things are still happening in those worlds, but we're just not going to hear about it yet. So that'll be interesting to see. In terms of geopolitics, no, this day is about money. This day is about finance. It's about crypto. I'm not feeling it's about social media. I feel like Tuesday is about finance and crypto. And foundational things are happening, finger of God type stuff, but we're not going to know about it for a while. Let's see. When might we know about it? Maybe Sunday the 25th. So this could take to Sunday or even next week to come out. Let's see, if you are a ruling number seven, God consciousness is going to be acting on your physical world. So it'll be a little bit more in your face, but again, you may not entirely be aware of it. If you're a ruling number five, God consciousness is going to be acting on your energy. And so that should be interesting. If you're a ruling number six, this could be a drama day. So watch out for that. Make it positive drama. Make it something wonderful. And if you're ruling number nine, this is when it's good to be you. Your friends who are the ruling number nines may be the only people that actually know what's going on behind the scenes. So don't call them conspiracy theorists because they may actually be correct today, Tuesday the 20th. So let's see how that's going to evolve. So Wednesday, February 21st, God consciousness is in control, acting on energy across the board. It's a 4-day overall, which is a day of foundation. So foundational changes are being made to the energy at large of humanity, the earth, and across the world on Wednesday, February 21st. That's important. The thing is, we're not going to be entirely aware of it unless you're sensitive to that kind of thing. So geopolitically, I don't think you're going to see the effect of this until at least the next day and maybe the next 3 days. Finance and crypto, I don't think so. But if it is, it's so behind the scenes and subtle that we don't know what's happening. Maybe important conversations happening in hallways and things like that, but you know, that eventually lead up to decisions being made, but nothing overt, nothing headline worthy that day. So on a personal level, ruling number sevens on Wednesday the 21st, you're also going to see the effect in your physical world. So it'll be a little bit more in your face. But again, you may be lacking the obvious information about it. Ruling number sixes are going to bring in that subconscious into control. So ruling number sixes are going to get a preview of a little bit more of what Thursday might look like. Make that something good. Ruling number nines are going to have inspiration and may actually be more aware. So again, we see this Tuesday and Wednesday, the ruling number nines are going to know things that the rest of us don't know. They're going to be aware of what's happening in the backgrounds and the conversations in hallways and things like that, that the rest of us aren't aware of. So don't be so quick to dismiss them. Let's see what they have to say. So then as we get into Thursday, we have subconscious and control affecting energy. But we also have, in addition to that, we have the one. So subconscious is affecting energy, but with an intention and a focus and a lens of oneness and love and unity. I like it. Overall, it's a 5-day. Things are happening. Things are getting done. It's a great day for productivity. Geopolitically, if you know, I know it looks like a drama day, but if it's a drama day, it's good drama. It's something good, something wonderful happening here. Now, will we hear about it? I don't know. It may be a few days till we hear about it, but something good, something really good here towards the greater unity is happening, and I like it. Finance and crypto, I don't think it's about that on the 22nd. In terms of your personal life, if you're ruling number 7, then you're going to see this effect on your physical world as well. Although the full blooming of that effect may take a few days or even a few weeks. If you're ruling number 3, you're going to have God consciousness coming in to aid the subconscious. That's a powerful combination in this instance. If you are a ruling number 9, you will have inspiration. So any good ideas you get on the 22nd, write them down, take advantage of them. And a good bit of more information. Again, with the ruling 9s, that's the big theme this week. The ruling number 9s know what's going on, even though the rest of us don't. Find out which of your friends is a ruling 9. That's going to be important this week. So how does that evolve as we come into the weekend? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. These are 3 very different days. Very, very different days. So Friday, we have God consciousness and subconscious firmly in control, focusing and affecting your energy and your physical world. It is a 6th day. This is drama. Fabulous. No, I mean, this is good. This is good drama. Look at what's going on here. You have everything but 9. Everything except 9. You have these huge dramatic effects happening in energy and in your physical world, but the one thing you don't have is human awareness of information. So really important things are happening across the world. You have no idea. And who's going to know? Ruling number 9s. What a week for the 9s. Go 9. Fabulous. I've never seen it this intensely here, that you're going to have 1/9 of the population know what's going on, and everybody else is like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. So very cool, interesting stuff, very drama. So kind of, you know, take the high road, have the high perch, enjoy the, you know, get the popcorn. Stuff is going on, and go find your friends who are 9s, because they may be the only ones that actually know what's going on. Geopolitically, definitely could be some stuff going on there. Finance and crypto could be a lot of volatility. I don't feel like it's exactly one or the other. You know, some days come out as this is a day where there will definitely be something happening on finance, money, crypto, and it'll be dramatic, or definitely more geopolitical. This one feels like a whole lot of stuff across the board. It's a little of everything. There'll be geopolitical things happening, there'll be finance and crypto things happening, there'll be personal life stuff happening, just everything being affected in a fairly big way. And ruling number 9, you're going to be the ones with the best information about it. And the rest of us will be just wondering, what is going on? So then when that evolves into Saturday, the 24th of February, again, you have this little house diagram. I love these shapes that these numbers make. So 7-day is focused on people and the stuff people made. The big effect, the big focus is the physical 3D world. That makes sense. But then you've got 2, 6, 8. So balance or choices, drama, good or bad. And 8, money and attention. So big dramatic choices are being made about money and attention in a way that is going to incredibly impact your physical world. Wow. So, you know, this isn't traditional finance because it's the weekend and traditional finance is all shut down. So I'm saying this is crypto. I actually don't see anything geopolitical here. I know I should because there's a 6 and we bring the drama in today, but if there is geopolitical activity, it is governments, you know, headlines trickling out about decisions governments made about crypto over the last week is what that would look like. In terms of your personal life, this may be you making the choices. We've seen that theme this whole month, haven't we? You making important choices about how you're going to spend your time, money, attention. In order to affect your physical world, day-to-day life in a certain way, I encourage that. This would be a good day to make those choices. If you're ruling number 5, you're going to have that subconscious in control and the effect on the energy as well. Be careful. 5s, be careful. Don't operate from your baggage. If you're ruling number 3, you have God consciousness in control. That's always great. Always take that. If you are a ruling number 9, you will have human consciousness in control. That's interesting, isn't it? So here across the whole population, we've got a scattering where we've got some people with God consciousness and in control, some people with subconscious in control, some people with human consciousness in control. So that is going to be a very interesting day, the results of which may take a while to come out. So then as we evolve into Sunday, the 25th of February, that's an 8-day overall. We have human consciousness in control across the board affecting energy and the physical 3D reality. So people doing things, making things, producing things, changing things. Geopolitics? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think, and it may not be great. It's more of the same. I mean, things are just so very violent and conflict-driven right now in the world at large. But it doesn't have to be. And things that are happening on Sunday the 25th, definite geopolitical movement, definite headlines, new things springing about from various conflicts around the world. But a money-focused day. Money and attention. Interesting. Because everything has a response. So although there are things happening, people making military choices to enter new conflicts, create conflicts, or worsen conflicts around the world, you also have the response to that from the people of various countries who may choose or not choose to increase or decrease those resources that are being sent. And that's the feeling that I'm getting here. So interesting week. So let's kind of recap. So we have a lot of God consciousness and control scattered through here. And a lot of the effect, 4 days out of the 5 on energy and 3 days out of the 5 on the physical world. So things could definitely be happening here. What really strikes me about this whole week is just how much most of us are in the dark, but the ruling number 9s have all the information. Interesting. We're going to see new, what people will call conspiracy theories hatching out of this week. But it's going to turn out they weren't conspiracy theories after all. Very cool. If you have questions and thoughts and ideas, you can find me on all the socials and let me know what you want to know. What do you want me to include in these videos? Anything extra you want me to address or sort of feel into? If you want to go in depth on your own situation, book time with me for a private session. You can get the link down below in the show notes for that. And I hope you have a fabulous week. Yeah, get the popcorn. This is going to be an interesting week. Have a good one. Stay on your high perch. Work on yourself. Make good choices. I'll see you next week.